This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know, I must say, with the high school platform that we have here on KDKA Radio as the flagship station of the WPIAL, this is, what, 6, 7 years running, perhaps? I'm not sure. We've kind of lost track. But I can unequivocally say the most fun that we get to have is this time of year, and in particular, starting tomorrow night. You've got a semifinal game, which we'll broadcast. There's plenty of those semifinal games. The right to play for at Acrisure Stadium to be one of the four teams there. That'll all get sorted out tomorrow night, and we have a perfect, perfect rematch. It was so good the first time that we cannot help but bring it to you a second time, the South Hills Showdown that has really turned out to be a couple of big heavyweights and juggernauts in Upper St. Clair and Peters Township doing battle. So stay tuned for that tomorrow night. And then we go to the 4 and 6A championship games, short turnaround most of the day on Saturday. And it is wall-to-wall coverage that will begin at noon. The 4A title game, a rematch from a couple of years ago. Will McKeesport be able to finally earn that ring for the first time since 2005? Well, they have to do so against a team that is coming on of late, that has been there so many times, 14 or so championships for what the Aliquip equips.
20.
Many had them down and out, or is it 14 consecutive championship appearances?
And they were there 16 times in a row, I think.
Six, man.
Well,
no,
this is 18 of 19.
18 of 19.
Yeah.
Man alive. So there they are again. They found a way, Aliquippa. So McKeesport Quips coming up Saturday afternoon. And then ho-hum, North Allegheny finds a way to get by Norwin in the semifinals. They'll take on the Central Catholic Vikings in what many believe is going to be a formality. But three games, 24 hours, a ton of fun. And then that, of course, sets the stage for the following week, Acrisure Stadium. So this is the time of year. This is high season, if you will, for Friday Night Lights on KDKA Radio. Mike White alongside Post-Gazette sports writer, and it is the WPIL insider himself, Carlo Zofko, as we're with you for the next couple of hours, unpacking a few different topics. Primarily, after we left the air last week, we were, Mike, speculating on what it's a realignment year every 2 years. Western Pennsylvania, PIAA, they recalibrate. So teams are going up, teams are going down. We now know who is going to be on that list. You wrote about it last Friday. We've learned a few other additional details. And I think there's perhaps some more movement than there has been in years past. So we'll unpack all of that. We'll talk to a couple of championship-caliber players. I know one of your favorites, Mike, is joining us a little bit later on. And, yeah, plenty of stuff to unpack here, guys, as we're in the thick of it. Semifinal, championship, big weekend here on KDKA.
I contend, I've always contended, the best things in high school sports in WPIL are the semifinals of the basketball playoffs and the semifinals of the football playoffs and the championships, too. And you've got semifinals and championships on the same weekend in two consecutive days. What could be better than that, Dan Zangrilli?
Not much, Carlo, when you think about a lot of the matchups, which we'll go through all of them and we'll run down all of our picks. And then, you know, thinking about, you know, just the coverage, everything that we're able to put forth, this was always, you know, to me and, you know, kind of helping start this platform up, what we could be here at KDKA as the go-to destination. There's a lot of talk about who's going to televise this, where this is going to get streamed, and, you know, it costs this, it's behind that paywall, and all of that drama, if you will. And I'm just really proud of the fact that we have basically, you know, all of the games for free, easy to listen to, so many different ways, starting on Friday, and then, of course, both games on Saturday. So stay with us. Coming up next, we will go ahead and break down all of the top storylines, including realignment, plus all of the big contests coming your way, plus a few other big guests to tell you about. Here from Dave and Buster's, we're at the Waterfront Homestead location with Carlo and Mike. Dan coming back in just a moment on KDKA. Welcome back. It's Quest for the Best here on the Voice of Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us. As coming up tomorrow night, we'll bring you Upper St. Clair and Peters Township. Dave and Buster's location. Final Quest for the Best show, by the way, in 2025. So it's been real. It's been fun. But, Carlo, it hasn't been real fun. No, it has been real fun.
We've had a blast.
We were just talking about that.
The only thing I'm a little bit upset about
is Dan Zangrilli was here already.
Yeah, no, it was Dave and Buster's didn't have to replace the window out front from one of you two throwing each other out of it.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
We all know who went through it.
Well, Mike.
First time, I asked you, had you ever seen a KDKA co-host thrown through the window of Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
You said no. Well, you saw it.
Well, I think John Cigna threw.
Then we had to call 911 the second week.
John Cigna threw P.J. Komanchik 25 years ago off the rotunda at PNC Park, I believe, as legend had it.
Is that a true story?
I mean, ask P.J.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm not going to besmirch the legacy of John Cigna here on these airwaves. All right, PIAA releasing enrollment numbers. We learned that last week. There are some surprises, and Mike, it seems, and I know you keep track of this far better than I do. There's more movement this year, more notable movement this year, I think, than there have been in the last handful of deals.
You know what? I'd have to look back.
It feels like more significant teams, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. I think one of the more significant ones last time was when South Fayette and Bel Vernon, when Bel Vernon had won state championships,
yeah, they bumped
and they
to
moved
four.
Back up.
Yeah.
I mean, they had moved from 4-3, and then they bumped back up. But, Dan, last week the PIAA just released the parameters, which was for the classifications, which was they didn't release the enrollments for all schools. There was just parameters like, you know, 6A.
This many kids.
6A would be 500 and on up.
Right.
And now, today, they released all enrollment figures for every school in the state. And so every school knows where they fall now for every sport. Now, schools have until another couple weeks to inform the PIAA of two things. If they made any mistakes in their numbers, it's
so. And there will be teams that say, hey, something was fudged here, right? I remember Woodland Hills was the big one last
Right, right. They screwed up, and they're, how teams counted used to be Votek. You only counted a percentage of your Votek.
Yeah.
That was taken out. I don't want to get into it. It's too hard to explain. But they also have now a few weeks to inform the WPIL or the PIAA if they plan to play up. in any sport. Okay? So not knowing if anybody's going to play up, here are some of the biggest changes in football. Probably the one, the biggest change, most notable, is Thomas Jefferson moving from 4A to 5A, without a doubt. Now, but a few other teams will move up with him. Trinity, who was a had their best team since 1986, and they got a lot of players back. They're moving up to 5A. West Allegheny moving up from 4A to 5A. 6A will probably stay the same. Central Catholic is actually 5A enrollment-wise, but they'll play up.
Ryan Lehmeyer said, I can't imagine Ryan Lehmeyer would jump.
But it'll stay the same unless Butler comes back, which unless there's a big change in the way they're doing things in the WPIO, I don't think Butler's coming back. Down to 4A, South Fayette, that's a big one. Down to 4A.
South Fayette may have won 4A this year if they had played in 4A this year. They would at least be in the conversation. I don't know if they beat McKeesport, but I think that you could say
they'd made the playoffs.
They'd make the playoffs and definitely would have given some games.
Shaler's moving to 4A. Kiskieri's moving to 4A. Big move up Central Valley from 3A to 4A.
4A got a lot better despite losing Thomas Jefferson, which is a monster loss. I thought, in general, 4A is still pretty healthy.
Yeah, they were always very top-heavy the last handful of years, I would say.
Yes.
Three, four teams. Now I think you have probably 6 to 7 that you could say are in the mix.
But down to 3A, Bel Vernon goes back down. Bel Vernon goes back down to 3A. Wes Mifflin, who is a pretty good running back, and they go back down to 3A. Knock didn't win a game this year, but they'll be better off. They're down to 3A. And a lot of people wonder about Aliquippa. Here's the story. They're involved in this competition classification formula. I'll try and say this as fast as I can. When you are bumped up because of the competition classification formula, when the realignment comes out, nothing is based on your school enrollment. It is based on where you played last. Only for teams that are in the competition classification formula. Since Aliquippa was bumped up to 4A, that is where they go.
Where they go.
That's
right.
Unless, here's the thing. They can move down if they had 0 success points.
Right. They had to be bounced from the playoffs both years.
But they had 1 success point by making it to the WPL finals. And if you're bumped up, you have 1 success point and 5 transfers.
Which they do.
Which they do. Over the 2-year period, you stay where you are.
Yeah.
So they will stay where they are. Now, they can appeal. There are some things based on the transfers, if there was a necessitated life move or whatever. But
every team in the appeal right now, popping bottles when Aliquippa beat Newcastle last week.
And a lot of people wonder about Pine Ridge. Why are they different than they have more success points. Why are they different? Because they weren't bumped up.
Yeah.
They're 5A enrollment-wise for the last 2 years. Now, they have 5 transfers in the last 2 years. I've already checked on it.
How about that?
Just 5?
Yeah.
They may have more. But they right now have 3 success points, and to get bumped up, you have to have 7 success points and 5 transfers. They have the 5 transfers.
But
if they get to the state finals, they will get 4 more success points.
Ooh.
We'll give them 7, so they will go up to 6A.
As they should be, I think.
I hope they do, just for 6A's purposes.
Yeah. Oh, it makes 6A a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. And South Park won the WPIL AA championship last year. They're up to 3A next year, along with Beaver Falls and Elwood City, which was a playoff team last year. And another big one that maybe not getting a lot of attention, I think, Washington goes down to 1A.
Washington going down to 1.
Ooh.
Very fun. That throws a curveball to Clarendon.
They might play up, though, Carlo.
From what I was told by somebody in the conference, you know, they have, like, conference text messages to coaches. Wash High said, we're going. We're going down.
Really?
We're not staying
okay.
two.
Interesting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, you know, obviously.
I hope they don't put him at Tri-County South.
Could you imagine? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's probably where it goes logistically, if you think about
it. The Tri-County South would get a whole lot better come playoff time, if true.
Well.
I mean, where would they go?
Avello's not getting in then if Washington moves down. Well, they could put them in, you know, they could put them in. Let's look.
Mapletown is shaking in their boots.
Is there, I'm just looking
what
at.
What about the,
Clarendon's conference with Jeanette and Leechburg.
Right.
That would make somewhat logical sense,
well,
I think.
That's a pretty good ride from Leechburg to
That's pretty
Well, you can't put him in with Laurel, Southside Beaver, and the Shannock, Shenango.
Right.
You could put him in with Fort Cherry.
Oh, Fort Cherry,
Bishop Canavan, Shar Houston's moving up.
Yeah, maybe they just replace Shar Houston.
Manassas.
Yeah. Well, then don't you get
in. Burgettstown. There.
Hold on a second. But then don't you create an Allegheny 6, 5A predicament if you're the WPI steering committee?
100% you do. 100%
you do. Then we're getting into wild. I mean, do you want that, or do you want to try to avoid that?
Good question. You know, could you split up the Tri-County South and maybe take four from there, put them in with the Black Hills, move four out of the Black Hills?
I love everything that the Tri-County South is. I don't think you'd touch the Tri-County South.
But the big story, as you mentioned, and what we've seen, and I think South Fayette has been a great case study for this, it is the line of demarcation we know, and this is why Aliquippa fought it tooth and nail. The graduation from 4A to 5A, that is the big jump. I think that's the equator
in
the WPIA.
I agree.
Right? South Fayette, a dominant 4A program.
Struggled in 5A.
For so many years, once we get into lineman depth, once we get into a 2-deep, there is a huge chasm between, I think, your upper-tier 4A schools, and then once you get into these behemoths, right?
The Upper St. Clair's of the world.
Yeah,
the Pine
Richlands
of the world.
Teetering.
It's definitely.
Major.
Definitely.
So now we get to see where the rubber really hits the road. And listen, Bill Chirpak went back in the day of the four classifications when Thomas Jefferson was a 3A team and powerhouse, but not necessarily, you know, the 6A, six classifications really did benefit Thomas Jefferson, where they went from really solid dominant to an absolute no question juggernaut. Because remember, for all those years, especially early on in Bill Chirpak's tenure, he couldn't get past the semifinals.
Finally broke through.
That was a narrative on Chirpak, couldn't win the big one. That's what we were talking about 15, 20 years ago. So now, we talk about what's Bill Chirpak going to do. He's certainly... on the back nine, is he at 16, is he at 17, or is he on 18? Is he going to want to go to 5A and try to make one final run at it? Is he going to want to bang his head against the wall?
We've talked. He'll be here at least two or three more years.
Oh,
two
good.
Or three.
Good.
All right, so then, okay, that question, you've answered that fairly definitively. Now, what
does TJ do?
Right.
You know,
what seat at the table do they have?
Really, South Fayette's kind of a 500 program. Now, I think TJ's a 100%. Little bit better than South Fayette, but
I think they're almost equal in some respects.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Joe Rossi's dominance was real.
I mean, it helps that Trinity moves up with them, but Trinity has beat them two of the last 3 years. So,
and Trinity has a lot of players back.
Yeah,
missing the quarterback. There's also talk that, and the WPL said it will consider it, of making a hybrid 6A and 5A together, but there's so much that you got to figure out with that. How do you do the playoffs? Do you put them together in the playoffs? So there's talk about that, about only having four classifications. But I don't think it'll stay 6A.
I think it'll stay six.
All right, do stay with us. Coming up in just a moment, big one at Acrisure Stadium Saturday, but that's between Pitt and Notre Dame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Aaron Donald, he'll have his number retired. Who are some of the great Pitt players this century, the last 25 years, from the WPIL that have donned the blue and gold? That's something that we'll kick around with a former Pitt recruiting guru in Carlo Zofko, now the WPIL insider, and Mike White of the Post-Gazette. The news is next as we're here at Dave & Buster's on the waterfront talking all things Friday Night Lights on the eve of the semifinals and championships. A big weekend across the flagship station of the WPIL. News. Welcome back. We're at the waterfront location. Final quest for the best show of the year. It is tomorrow on KDKA Radio, a 5A semifinal clash. It was so good the first time in the regular season, we had to roll it back. And Peters Township and Upper St. Clair with the right to play at Acrisure Stadium Saturday after next. So stay tuned for that terrific showdown. And then on Saturday, keep that radio close by and do not turn off 1020 AM, 100.1 FM. Or if you're milling about in the house doing some chores, you could just tell your smart speaker to play News Radio KDKA, and you'll get the 4A Championship Saturday afternoon, 12 p.m. between McKeesport and Aliquippa, and then the nightcap between 6A powerhouses North Allegheny and Central Catholic, plus a whole lot of good coverage in between, Carlo. I know you're going to be, I would think, we would tap you in for all that stuff.
We're
going to
have a grand old time for those 3 hours in between. I do feel bad for those championship games just because this is like the biggest game in Pitt, biggest home game in Pitt history, probably the last 25 years at least. And unfortunately for those teams, you know, like, I think that takes precedent a little bit. You know, College game day going there.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the championships are going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to being there. And, I mean, what more could you possibly want? NA versus Central Catholic, McKeesport versus Aliquippa. I mean, this is the heavy hitters of the WPIL.
Yeah, if you want the brands, you've got the brands going at it. So,
Is anybody going to complain here about them not being at Acrisure? Either of you two?
No. I'm not a fan of it, but I've accepted that years ago.
You have to understand why.
I think so, yeah. I mean, there's nothing you could do.
You can't.
I mean, what we should probably complain about more is that Pittsburgh lacks, and hopefully the Riverhounds will solve this with their stadium expansions. We don't have an intermediate
stadium. Well, the Steelers are building one.
Something, yeah, but that's not going to hold enough either.
Oh, really?
You're talking the Greenfield project,
right? Yeah, is that what that
Hazelwood.
Is? Hazelwood. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many.
Central Catholic, look for them. They play there. Their home. Sure. Yeah. That will be their home. But no, I think the Riverhound Stadium is supposed to hold like 12,000, right?
And that's perfect.
And that
that's
will be
exactly
absolutely
what you need.
Perfect.
That's what you need.
Yep. But understand, WPIL did it once, and they just can't do it financially. Go into Acrisure twice. People do not realize.
Did they do that twice?
A couple years ago.
Oh, really?
I think it was maybe the COVID year when Amy Schuneman was there. They played.
No, we played in North Allegheny.
No, well, you're right. They did.
And Martorell.
It was then. It was the year after. They played two days at Acrisure, and it's just too much money.
I can imagine.
People do not realize the cost to just go in there with because of the unions and things like that.
And you have to staff it. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Security, lights, the whole nine yards.
Like well over six figures.
And I believe you don't get concession. I think that the Rooneys get concession.
I think so.
Well, I don't know the Rooneys do, but I know that
somebody
does.
Somebody else.
They're third parties.
I think you might get it. Anyway.
I hope.
Well, at Acrisure Stadium, Saturday is a big game, and it's not a high school game. It's Pitt-Notre Dame. Aaron Donald, one of what we've now, I guess, anointed as, and this is a debate in and of itself, one of the better WPIL players this century. He's going to have his number retired. Not a surprise, certainly well-deserved, well-earned. When you look at all of the WPIL players that have rolled through Pitt, the list is long. Let's kind of take it, you know, the last 25 years, from 2000 to now 2025. Pitt, despite, you know, the recent inroads, the last 7 to 8 seasons that James Franklin made at Penn State, Pitt has always more than held their own. And a lot of the legacy WPIL guys, they've also worn, Mike, a Pitt uniform. This century, Donald probably tops the list, but who are some of the others?
Well, first I wanted to say, and there has been some stories on Aaron Donald this week, and I've said this before, people, you know, I did that top 10 list of the top 10 players since 2025, and I put him number 2, and I even heard some people on the Pony and them on the Fan criticizing that because he wasn't a 5-star recruit. No, he wasn't.
He doesn't have to be.
Exactly. But people don't realize how good he was in high school.
In high school.
Only,
yeah.
Why wasn't he a 5-star recruit? Because, and people didn't think he was that great because he didn't have the stars, because there were questions about his height, his size. I went and looked, Dan, his junior year of Fab 22, we listed him at 6'1", 220.
Mm-hmm.
But he made the Fab 22. And he had one of the more memorable performances by a defensive player I saw in the WPL playoffs his senior year against Upper St. Clair. Great night, snowing. Penn Hills was a 500 team, and he was just a terror. And I've heard Jim Render tell a story, and it's even in some of the stories I've saw. Some people called me about it. He was doing what he did at Pitt in the NFL. That ball was snapped. He was past the center when the quarterback would hand off.
they couldn't even get the handoff.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And Render tells a story. There was a guy, he said it was the father of the quarterback of the team, Alex Park, that kept on yelling at him, Render, your sister. And they kept on yelling, why don't you block 59? Why don't you block 59?
We're trying.
And Render said, I finally turned around and said, we're trying.
We can't.
but he was. I mean, I can remember Aaron Donald when I was a senior, when I was a freshman at Central Catholic. He was a senior, and going to that game at Carnegie Mellon when he was on the SportsCenter top 10 plays number 80, 2 that 80 night.
80-yard fumble return or something. Yeah,
I thought it was. Maybe my memory's incorrect. I thought it was like 96, but maybe it was in the 80s. But I can remember everybody. He was the talk of Central Catholic, like, my God, we saw one of the all-time greats last night. Because that was a Thursday. That's when, you know, they used to do the game
Thursday
of the week on
games.
Thursday night games. It was a Thursday night game.
And
that next Friday, my God, it was, he's number 2 on SportsCenter. They just whooped us. They did this. They did that. And my golly, we saw one of the all-time greatest players.
So who are the others? You want to do that?
I'm curious. I think the bigger debate is not necessarily who's won. I think we can all agree pretty easily that's Donald.
Right.
Who's number 2?
I think Revis and even Tyler Palko.
Palko,
you need to
totally
bring it up.
You.
Throw the NFL careers out of it. It's what they did at Pitt. Palko is right there.
Well, yeah, recency bias here with Notre Dame coming to town, but
yes.
But
yes.
I don't know Revis. Man, that was a what about Fitzgerald?
Well, he was.
Well,
what am I thinking? Hello. Rod
Rutherford.
Yeah, Rod Rutherford.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I understand, yes.
This show's about WPIL.
Understood,
guys.
Yes. Okay. That is true.
Yes, I mean, Rod Rutherford, he was an awesome QB there, but I don't know. I always, like, growing up, I fell in love with Pitt and Rod Rutherford, but I wanted to be like Tyler Palko, you know? Like, he was the next one to carry on. I thought
great
Palko
high school
was,
player, too. All right, I'm going to give you one. You guys might be surprised, put in my top 5.
Hmm.
He's not from the WPL. He's from the city.
Who's this?
Do you know?
Who he be?
It would be
played for a while in the NFL, too.
He's not a Hall of Famer in the NFL, is he?
No.
Okay.
Who? He's pretty good.
In the City League. Not Theron Coleman. What year? Mick Williams?
No. Mick Williams was from Manassas.
He was Manassas.
He was drafted in, he only played 1 year in the 2000s.
Tyreek Jarrett?
No.
Oh, 1 year in the 2000s.
Yeah, because he was drafted in 2001. Kevin Barlow. Peabody.
You want to hear something crazy? Kind of in the same vein. When I was at Pitt, we had Curtis Martin. Now, he was pre-25 years. He was in the 90s.
Yes.
Curtis Martin came in and told all of our players not to be like him at Pitt. He said he hated football. He didn't take it seriously. You know, he said, I owe this university an apology. He goes, and I really do. And I guess, you know, he tried giving back any way he could. But he said he didn't take it seriously until he got into the NFL, and then he became a Hall of Famer. He goes, I feel like I shortchanged Pitt, and that's my biggest regret of my whole life.
Well, his high school, he never really did anything.
He said the same thing.
Until his senior year.
Until his senior year, yeah.
I saw him play.
Yep.
Against Perry when games were at the home fields of the schools.
Yeah.
And Perry had just won the state championship the year before, and they had a number of Division I players. Dennis Martin, Nebraska, Chad Skrocky to Pitt, Abu Whitaker to Pitt. And Curtis Martin ran for about 250 yards.
Really?
And I said right then and there, this kid is tremendous.
This kid's really
nobody
good.
Nobody knew about him until senior because he was hurt. I think he played three games his junior and sophomore year.
Really?
Yeah, and he wasn't into football.
Yeah, he said his high school was just like his college. He didn't care, you know, he was partying, doing everything he shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, was he good, though.
And then he said, I turned it on the NFL, but I always felt I shortchanged
him. In person, one of the best running back performances I ever saw in my job. In that game, yes.
What year would that have been?
Roughly. Perry, 1990, because Perry won the state championship in 1989 with that – greatest game ever of beating Berwick. And then they came back the next year and thought they were going to go to the championship again, and they lost to Seton LaSalle and Greg Gattuso in the state semifinals. But Curtis Martin, they met in the city championship.
Really?
So we've got Donald at one. We have settled on Revis Pelko 2-3 in no particular order. 4-5. Where does Dickerson kind of factor in there?
That's a good heat. Yeah.
Who else am I missing?
Dorn's a great one. He was an All-American. He was
late.
Yeah, I was going to say he was kind of just a one-year guy, but that 1 year was just so magnificent.
All right, here's
one. He's certainly up there. I think MJ Devonshire should be in the top 10.
He was the first-round draft pick, this one.
I'll tell you who.
Maybe in top 5.
I tell you we're embarrassed missing this, but go ahead with yours first.
A first-round
draft
pick.
John Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. This guy blows Baldwin out the water. This guy blows Dorn out the water. This guy blows Pelko out the water. Nope. He was the ACC player of the year. He beat cancer. James Conner.
Yeah.
He was in the Whitfield. He was in the Whitfield. No. I'm counting James Conner.
From Erie.
He played 2 years hours away. But it was his junior year.
I don't.
Yeah, it was his junior
was
and senior year.
Too?
Junior and senior. You got to give it to him.
The District 10 people hate.
They get furious. He won the ACC Player of the Year over Jameis Winston after Jameis won the Heisman.
Okay, if you're going to count him, yes. But I don't.
I would. I agree
He's
with
an asterisk.
2 years in the Whitfield, the two biggest years of his high school career. But yeah, James is always a funny one to talk about.
No, he was behind Greg Garmin.
He went to Iowa. Greg Garmin was
considered the better of the two.
Oh, yeah. And he absolutely was. Greg just couldn't get out of his own way.
So, you have any difference?
Is Dickerson on the list?
Absolutely. I think he's right after
in the five,
James Conner.
We're going five.
In the top five?
Yeah.
I would say.
So, there's three guys.
I wouldn't put him at top five because, like you said, he didn't have three or four great years. I'd put him in top 10.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I think he's in. I think he's comfortably
Pelko,
in the top
Revis.
10.
Then 4 and 5. I think I'd put Doran in there.
I think Whitehead was ACC
Kevin Barlow
of the
was,
year.
Kevin Barlow was really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but was he an All-American? Were any of these guys All-Americans?
That's the bar. Doran was an All-American.
True.
Yeah. That's the bar.
I think I sneak him in maybe at five.
I
and
think
then,
five's a comfortable spot. And then,
or no, you know what? He's going to go four because the All-American. Listen, you got three guys in Whitehead, Devonshire, Dickerson. Dickerson's in. He's got to be at four, so we got to throw number five.
Devonshire in?
Yeah, I think Devonshire's maybe the top ten. He's down the line.
What about Shontae Spencer? He was a second-round draft pick.
Josh Lay was a second-round draft pick.
Yeah. He played it for a good while.
I feel like we're missing some more people from Woody High. Lusaka Polite was an awesome fullback.
Tutu Ferguson, he was before 2000.
Yeah, he was before 2000. Yeah,
Andrew Taglianetti, nobody's talking about him.
Yeah, come on. Tino Sinceri.
Ben DiNucci.
Sure. Ben DiNucci.
I mean, you know.
Ben DiNucci was the conference player of the year for the CAA. Though.
What about Luke Getsy?
Luke Getsy.
Coming up next, after the news, what do we have, Mike? When are they joining us?
Reston Lehman from Peters Township, one of the best guys to talk to, one of the best players in the
And he's headed to Pitt.
It'll be a good conversation.
Yeah, so maybe he'll be on the...
No, I want to ask him, is he going to go to the game Saturday?
I kind of have a problem with some recruits are talking about in that NA Central game. They're like, oh, yeah, I might stop down Pitt first. You have a championship game, you whack jobs.
Well, that's... Boy, I mean, and that's... Are those Central kids or those NA kids?
I heard it's a little bit of both.
Well, Lincoln Hoke's going to Pitt, so...
Wow.
But I don't know if Lincoln's on that list or
and
not.
And that's what, a three? That's
I
a 3 o'clock?
No,
or
no,
it's a noon?
They could go for a half.
I mean, yeah, you can pop in at 11 o'clock.
No, If I'm the head coach, my guys want to go to a game before the championship? It's a 6 o'clock game.
You probably have to be at your school at, when, 3?
3, probably, yeah. I don't know. I just.
Would you rather do, sit around all day?
I don't know. Hydrate up. Do something. Figure it out. Watch film. It's a championship game.
Fair enough.
That's interesting. I wonder if those guys will be seen down there.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe we'll ask.
Well, people will say, get out to the field.
I mean, I heard it was multiple.
Well, let's ask Reston Lehman about it. What would he do?
Yeah.
Let's put him in that very precarious situation. Put him on the hot seat.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. But if he were playing in 6A, what would he do? Right? What's the right? Is there a right decision there? I'm going to put him on the hot seat, make him squirm. Coming back here at Dave and Buster's waterfront location, Mike White of the Post-Gazette and Carlos Ofko, the WPIL insider. I'm Dan Zangrilli. This is KDKA. We're at Dave and Buster's at the waterfront. It's our final Thursday night show of the year, but the high school football coverage will continue. The WPIL championships all the way to and through the state championship games. We've got three games this weekend. We'll broadcast for you tomorrow night, St. Clair, Peters Township, and our next guest will be a factor in that game, and then a couple of championship games on Saturday. McKeesport, Aliquippa, 12 o'clock, and then Central Catholic, North Allegheny. Reston Lehman, he's made a commitment to the University of Pittsburgh. They have a huge game against Notre Dame. Reston, welcome back to the program, along with Mike White, Carlos Ofko, Dan Zang. Really glad to be with you, Reston. Are you going to be able to get to the game on Saturday at all? Hopefully adorning a championship game appearance for the third consecutive year for your Peters Township Indians. You, of course, have to get through Upper St. Clair, but I would imagine you would be on the sidelines for that thing, right?
Yeah, no, I will be there this weekend. I'm excited for the college game day, but handle business tomorrow night and then celebrate on Saturday.
Yeah, let's discuss that business. Upper St. Clair regular season matchup was an absolute dogfight. Walk me through that first game, what you remember from it, and then what, if anything, you could take and apply it to this big rematch.
Yeah, I mean, the first game came down to the wire. They had some miscommunications at the end. But, I mean, we had like four turnovers that game. So we hurt ourselves a ton. We should have put some more points on the board, in my opinion. Looking to do that tomorrow night. But I think we're feeling good going into tomorrow's game.
Reston, Mike White here. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm going to tell these guys, and I'm going to tell any Pitt fans listening, you've got a real treat coming your way. This kid, number one, is really good as football. And you know what? He's a really good talker and interview, too. I mean,
I appreciate
Dan and Carlo, when I call him and talk to him for something, we talk probably I don't know, 15 minutes about other things than just football. And so I got to – we always talk to these kids about more than just football. So I need to ask him a question. You know, I've talked to him twice this year, and he was out doing interesting things. The one time he was going on a date for the first time. And the other time, I'm going to tell them, Reston, was the last night before your school started, and you and Nolan DeLucia, you said, were at somewhere – watching the sunset.
Yeah.
So
there was more. It was more than just us. More came.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I see. Okay. So he was on a date the first time. He was on a date the second time.
No.
Okay.
The second one wasn't a date.
Okay. So I got to ask you tonight, before we get to some football, what are you doing tonight, buddy? What are you doing tonight?
I just got out of practice. We had a pasta dinner. And then I got nothing going on, and then we have, like, a prayer at 8 o'clock with our team.
What is that, a church or what?
Yeah, we do it at St. Ben's. One of my friend's dads organizes it, so we'll have a – he'll say, like, a blessing for us.
Oh, not at St. Louis not at St. Louis the Cadillac?
No, not St. Louis.
Okay.
Reston, are you guys still breaking into Mickey Vaccarella's house to use his jacuzzi?
Yes, we are, but I guess his hot tub's down right now. So,
oh no!
I guess Nolan and Shanafeld are going to somebody else's house tonight.
Oh
see
man!
See what I mean? This guy's great. Reston's great. All right, let's talk a little bit about the game then, Reston. I don't think we're giving away any secrets here. You guys are a little banged up, and I don't need to say where. What is going to be a key for you guys? I mean, last time they gave you some problems. What did you learn from last time, and what's going to be a key this time?
I would say our key is just everyone doing their own job. If everyone just does their own job, we work together. I feel like there's nobody that can stop us. But ball security is probably the biggest thing this week. We haven't been mentioning it to anybody, but we all know it. We got to keep the ball safe, and I feel like if we do that, and our defense plays their butts off, then we should be fine.
What are you guys going to do to stop Hellman in this high potent Upper St. Clair offense? I felt like you guys contained him pretty well, but you mentioned you need to score more points this time. Do you feel like it's on the offense or defense to win this game?
I think it's on the defense. I think us. Under Coach Plack, I feel like we can rely on our defense more, and we can ask more from our defense. So I feel like there's a standard, kind of a standard for our defense that we need to stop the run, stop the pass, and then start getting after the quarterback a little bit in the second half. And if they don't score, they don't win. We preach it every single day. So,
Reston, you are most likely and I talked to you even last night, with the side that you play on as like defensive end / linebacker, you're going to be going up against Ryan Robbins. Their junior 6'7", 280 offensive tackle who has some offers from Division I. When you face – I mean, you have to get up for any game. And it is a semifinal, so you're going to be up. But – do you get more pumped when you face a player that has a big reputation like that?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. I look forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I do. I watch a lot of film on them. I will say that. I do a lot of research before. So I know kind of before going into the game what I can do and what I can't do and what he's good at and kind of his weaknesses, but I'm feeling good for tomorrow. And I'm excited to go against another Division I player, and I think that's always a fun matchup.
Is he the most challenging you've seen this year?
Yeah, I would say so. But that Santino,
I was going to say the Bethel kid, probably up
he's
there.
He's another
too.
Great player.
Yeah.
He's another good player. And then Moon had some sophomore or freshman tackle
at
the end of the game. He was actually, he was pretty good. He was top three that I've gone against this year.
We're talking to Reston Lehman for the Peters Township Indians as they're looking to get back to another WPIAL championship game. Walk me through the culture. Walk me through how things have changed. The Peters Township from 10 years ago is very different from the Peters Township of this present day. When we talk about the football program, Reston, and you, I think, would have a unique perspective coming up, your formative years, growing up, elementary school, middle school, being directly a part of, dare we call it, an evolution of the program. So give me your perspective from your earliest memories of first strapping on the pads of Peters Township football to kind of where the program is at now.
Yeah, I would say I'm super lucky. Like my grade and the grade below us, we were super lucky to have great coaches when we were younger, like Coach Rapepe and Coach DeLucia, who are some of my teammates, their dads. I mean, they kind of had us fall in love with the game. So that was a great experience when we were younger, and it had us keep playing. So now our class kind of grew a ton. So our class is a pretty powerful, dominant class compared to the others. But they just made it such a great time. So we all kind of fell in love with the sport and kept grinding, kept working throughout middle school and now into high school. It all pays off, and got to give props to Coach Plack. He's built a great program the past 8 years he's been here. And it's kind of a standard set before us at the high school level from, like, McMillan, Casilli, Sam Miller, a bunch of dudes before us that kind of set a standard that we have to live up to.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of programs, they'll have this success, and it kind of comes in waves when you're talking about, well, you know, there's a class or two that, you know, that they're all together. It's a wave, it crests, and it eventually kind of dissipates. Well, by all intents and purposes, what you just mentioned, what came before you, I'm curious as to what's coming after you, how you're going to leave the program in a better place than you found it. And, you know, talk to me what you think Peters Township football looks like 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
The classes below us have a lot of talent, and I feel like they kind of look up to us. And I feel like me and our three other captains, Lucas Schoenfeld, Nolan DeLucia, and Lucas Ross, I feel like we set a really good standard for them with, you know, like not messing around, speak when asked, you know, like there's been some classes that fool around a little bit. But we really try our best to set a standard and set new traditions. Like a new tradition we set was just praying after practice. So after every single practice, every single game, we say a team prayer. And I feel like a lot of kids have like never really been too religious, but I feel like we've changed a lot of people's mindsets. And I mean, we're doing all we can to kind of set a standard.
Well, that's one heck of a standard there, Rustin, and, you know, something to be proud of for sure. You know,
I told you, he's one of the best. I told you.
What's the score going to be of the Panther game here Saturday?
I'm saying 35-31.
Ooh, okay.
Tight one, barn burner.
Okay. Rest, I'm going to ask you away from football. Okay, in the future, you can't be an athlete or a coach in the future. What's Reston Lehman going to be?
An athlete or a coach?
No, you can't. You can't be an athlete.
Oh, you can't be an athlete?
Yeah.
Oh.
there's no backup plan.
Yeah. I was confused.
He said, that's an easy one, Mike. Athlete.
No, you can't be an athlete. Aren't you...
I would say, I know my dad's listening, so he's gonna love this.
Okay.
But I've always wanted to charter like fishing boats.
Down
in the Gulf of Florida or something. That's always been pretty cool to me.
Man, it's like big game hunting, but using nautical craft. I like
it. You talk to him, you get all kind of interesting answers.
I thought I was going to get gym teacher. I was about to take that from the list and really tie your hands. Reston, thank you, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, me and my friends, we do a lot of fishing. We have like a fishing Instagram and everything that we post all of our fishing stuff on.
Well, I mean, you have 50,000 watts, and, you know. Go ahead.
I don't know the exact name of it.
He doesn't know what 50,000 watts is.
Well, it's Mike White's brain power.
And underscore tackle.
Say it one more time.
Tackle. Bait and tackle 14.
Bait and tackle 14.
Okay.
I like that. Reston Lehman.
Oh, that's his number.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
Oh, it's a little triple entendre there. There you go.
I told you. Reston is
very witty. Look at that. Can't get anything past Mike White,
Pitt
even
fans,
in his old age.
They're going to like this. Yes, they are.
Reston, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. And all the best to you tomorrow. There he goes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Reston.
Reston Lehman, Peters Township Indians. They've got a big one tomorrow against Upper St. Clair, and we'll have that game for you here on KDK. Inviting you to stay tuned. More coming up in just a moment. Plus, we have all the big games tomorrow and Saturday. We'll preview. We'll break them down. We'll give you our picks as well as we continue on here at Dave & Buster's with Mike White and Carlo Zofko. Dan Zang, really back in a moment. We're at the waterfront location on the eve of a 5A semifinal showdown that we'll bring to you tomorrow night here on KDKA Radio. St. Clair, Peters Township, great rematch in that one. And 4A and 6A championship action coming your way Saturday afternoon and evening as McKeesport battles Aliquippa at noon Saturday, 6 p.m. It is North Allegheny and Central Catholic. Post-Gazette's Mike White, WPIAL insider Carlo Zofko, and I'm Dan Zang, really glad to be with you. And we're also happy to be joined by a fifth-year redshirt senior at Central Catholic High School in Colson Gatton.
What?
He's been around forever because he came onto the scene as a freshman.
People might think it's
true. No, it's not, of course. That's all tongue-in-cheek. But, I mean, how many snaps and how many games have you started over the course of your career, Colson Gatton, with us right now, Colson? Because has it felt like 4 years? Has it gone by fast? Has it gone by slowly?
Honestly, I mean, it's gone really fast from even playing as a freshman. I think whenever you look at it as a whole, like, it gone really fast. And just the time that, you know, it's coming to an end now, and, you know, we have to make the most of it.
Yeah, let's talk about that because
one thing I guess that you're kind of missing in the cabinet is that state championship ring. I mean,
yes,
you're
sir.
Able to you were able to get the WPIL championship last year. You know, there was that couple of years ago back and forth game against North Allegheny. They wind up getting you. St. Joe's Prep, they were in the way. Well, we know they're not going to be in the way this year. I don't know. Do you have a potential rematch? I mean, not looking too far down the road, right? You still got to get by North Allegheny. But it's the one thing, that's one last box, I think, that you personally and your class has to check.
Yeah. I think our class has been wanting to do that for a while now, and I think it's finally our turn to do it. And, you know, we play LaSalle week zero, and that's not looking ahead, but that's probably who we'll see at the end of the road. So we're super excited for that, but you know, right now we're more excited about this game on Saturday. So
yeah, so you've been around so long that you can you're old enough to remember Terry Totten as the head coach of the Central Catholic Vikings, huh?
Yes, sir. My freshman year.
Yeah. So talk about the transition, obviously, to Ryan Lehmeyer here, and you've been along for the ride. You probably have some different perspectives than, of course, some of the underclassmen do.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Todd was great for Central. You know, he did a lot of great things for Central. Whenever Coach Lehmeyer came in, I think he totally just changed the dynamic of the program and made it into his own. You know, everything we've done under Coach Lehmeyer has been very successful. And I think his first year, my sophomore year, we did some great things. We had a really talented team. We just couldn't finish. And I think the year after that, we went back to the Woodville Championship, won that, and lost in the state championship. You know, and we're on a really good track with Coach Lehmeyer. And every day, you know, we're just so happy to have him and all of our coaches on our coaching staff, because I think they really changed the Central program around.
Colson, Mike White here. Thanks for joining us. You know, I wanted to ask you something. You know, two years ago, you guys destroyed North Allegheny in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now, that was a – I mean, you don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it. That was a better North Allegheny team than this year. However – you destroyed them in the regular season and come to the championship, and you know, they beat you.
Yep.
I talked to, I'm not going to say who, a coach of your guys on your team.
Yep.
And said that this team this year is much closer and has much better chemistry than that did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Agree with that? And and why?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think this year, just because we're very talented, don't get me wrong, we're very talented, but I think everyone wants to see each other succeed, and I think that's a huge part of a team, and one of the reasons why we're really successful this year is because everyone wants to see each other win, and I think that's a huge part of it. There's no selfishness on our team, so, you know, whenever someone makes a big play, like, everyone's excited, everyone's getting hyped for them, but I think this year's team is way closer. Probably one of the more closer teams we've had in the year past.
But do you think any of that has to do with, did you learn something from 2 years ago of, hey, you know what, guys, because you got a lot of young guys that are playing, sophomores.
Yeah.
Did you learn something from 2 years ago that, you know what, hey, let's just take this one at a time?
Right, yeah. We learned a lot from that game, you know, especially from whenever we beat up on them. In the regular season, we were like, you know, this is going to be a breeze. Like, we don't have to, not that we took them lightly or anything, but we just didn't expect that. And I think you could even tell, like, sometimes we played individually, and I think no matter what, if you want a positive outcome, you have to play together as a team. And I think that's what we've been continuing to do, and hopefully that continues on throughout the rest of the year.
More so, your defense is a lot older than those offensive guys. The offense, a lot of juniors and sophomores. Are you guys kind of guiding the ship as a defense right here, or how is the dynamic there with Mr. Herrick being a sophomore? He's a great player, but he is a sophomore.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Is the defense kind of leading this team, or is this an offensive charge? Despite
I think the defense is playing very well right now. I think our offense is also doing very good, but, you know, we rely on each other. Like, the offense needs the defense, and the defense needs the offense. So the defense mess up, and they make a big play. We need the offense to come back out and, you know, do the same exact thing. So we definitely rely on each other. We've been playing really good on defense. It's a bunch of older guys, a bunch of guys that have played a lot of snaps of football, played in this Woodville Championship game before. And I think this game will be one on the line of scrimmage. I think whoever –
wins this game on the line of scrimmage on Saturday night, we'll be Whipple champs.
Colson Gatton wrapping up with the Central Catholic player for 4 years. Colson, walk me through what it's going to take here to not only get past North Allegheny, but do all the things that we started this interview talking about, and that is a 6A championship.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot. You know, we definitely see the vision that we went to the game last year. So I think the guys this year really knows what it takes to win that whole thing. And it's definitely not easy, but I think this Central Catholic team, this team this year has really bought into what Coach Lane Meyer is doing and all of our coaches. And I think, we're doing real solid. So
there he goes. Colson Gatton, good stuff from him. He'll be on display Saturday night against the North Allegheny Tigers at Pine Richland Stadium. They're hosting the championship game. So Central NA in the title tilt once more. And we're looking forward to it. Colson, thank you so much. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you all.
See you, Colson.
All right, there he goes, Colson Gatton. And we're back in just a moment to break down all the big games in the WPIAL, not only tomorrow night, the semifinal action in 1A, 2A, 3A, and 5A, but the 4 and 6A championship games on Saturday as well, with WPIAL insider Carlo Zofko and the Post-Gazette's Mike White from Dave & Buster's. On the waterfront, Dan Zangrilli back in a moment across KDKA. Welcome back. Let's get to all the big games around Western Pennsylvania. It is this weekend and then next weekend, perhaps the coup de grace, granddaddy of them all, right? These are the big weekends. This is why we get into the business, do what we do, to be able to broadcast a semifinal game tomorrow night and then two championship games Saturday. Follow that up next week with four consecutive championship games at Acrisure Stadium. So this is the place to be, the flagship of the WPIAL 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. Well, let's start with these semifinal matchups here, and let's go ahead and work our way, beginning with the 1A contest. Fort Cherry and Laurel, a lot of folks, well, they've already crowned Fort Cherry King. Laurel has come up. They've bitten a number of teams, Carlo. Is this a formality for Fort Cherry and Matt Sigg, their birthright to get back to a third consecutive title, or does Laurel have something to say about it?
I think Laurel absolutely has something to say about it. I've been banging this Laurel drum for a long time. They have three Division I prospects on their team. They are talented, but they're not as talented as Matt Sigg. I'm going to say Fort Cherry, but Fort Cherry by about 10 points. It's going to be much closer.
And, Mike, does Matt Sigg need to be able to throw the football?
Well, Matt Sigg threw a pass last week. His second pass in six games. And, no, he will not have to throw a lot of passes again. Watch Eli Salvini, who has really come on as a running back for Fort Cherry. Fort Cherry rolls in this game, although it's been a great season for Laurel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kudos to the Spartans. Want to send that all the way up 79 into Lawrence County. Clareton Bishop Canavan, not a gimme for the Bears, is it, or is it?
The Bears showed some vulnerability last week versus the Jayhawks.
Yeah, eyes were opened everywhere. They didn't give up a point for nine games. They gave up 30-something to Jeanette.
However, Jeanette was on a game-winning drive.
Yes,
like it was,
yes.
It was close.
I think that opened a lot of eyes, but Bishop Canavan, DeMar Old's now playing quarterback because...
Oh, is he?
Yes, because their quarterback can't play because of the transfer rule. He's doing some good things, but I still think Clareton has a better team.
Yeah.
Clean sweep here for us on the picks with Fort Cherry and Clareton. Seton LaSalle, Washington. Washington has opened some eyes this year, but Seton LaSalle, despite losing a ton of talent at the outset of the year, their quarterback, their star wide receiver, both Division I guys, yet here they are on the doorstep of championship game. I say Rebels win. Mike, do you?
They won the regular season finale against Washington, and they'll win the semifinal game.
I agree, and I think it's going to be a little bit more points than it was the first time around.
This is a bigger toss-up game.
Really tough game.
Western
pick.
Beaver and Steel Valley. Steel Valley has been Jekyll and Hyde. Which one are they? Are they the Steel, the Valley? The Western Beaver Club has been really good, too. I mean,
It's all about Deron Barksteel. He has only two other kids have scored three touchdowns for that team. He has every other touchdown.
Wow.
Well, they've scored three or less.
Three or less.
He has scored every other touchdown. He's at what he does is what Steel Valley does, and I think he will do enough to win.
Every time I think I know what Steel Valley is going to do, I'm wrong. So I'm going Western Beaver.
Oh, there you have it. Yeah, I mean, this is hard. I'm going to go to Steel Valley. I think that the big talent wins the day at the end. All right, Imani Christian versus Central Valley. Imani really hasn't been challenged all that much. Will they be challenged by a Mark Lyons coach team? I think, Carlo, the answer is yes, but how much?
Yeah, I think this is a game where, you know, Mark Lyons hasn't been talked about all year long, and that is very, very unusual. Mm. Give me the Central Valley Warriors.
Wow.
Very
quiet. That's an upset. I knew you were going to pick that. That would be an upset. Yes. Big upset, Mike.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I think Imani wins. They have just a little bit too much,
yeah,
I think, at the skill positions.
Yep, I agree. Their talent at the end of the day wins. A lot of talent between Avonworth and North Catholic on the field in this 3A dandy, but I don't know. Avonworth until Avonworth is knocked off their perch.
Hey, it was 28-0 last time they played Avonworth. It was ahead. Joey Felitsky didn't have a great game. He needs to have a fantastic game. One of only six quarterbacks to throw for 6,000 yards in two consecutive seasons, over two consecutive seasons. But Avonworth's too good.
Avonworth is the Lopes. Give me the Lopes. Baby.
Yeah. Come at the king, you best not miss. Right now, they're the Kings. Moon, they have been the giant slayer. They have a giant in Pine Richland in a 5A semifinal showdown. Can the Tigers do what many feel are unthinkable, Carlo?
Oh, I don't think so. I like my Moon Tigers, but this Pine Richland team is just way too much.
They can, but they won't.
Well, I agree. Richland. Yeah, talent will win the day, and the winner of that one gets the winner of tomorrow's KDKA Radio Game of the Week in the semifinals, and that is Peters USC big rematch. Peters grabbed the first contest.
Yep. Boy, I've been on Peters all year long. They're a little banged up on the offensive line. Just because I've been with them all year long, I'm still going to take them to win. Yes, somehow pull it out.
Two major drops for St. Clair last time around. I don't think that happens again. I'm going Panthers on the upset.
Okay. McKeesport Aliquippa rematch of a 4A title game a couple of years ago. McKeesport hasn't won at all in 20 years. Will they, Carlo, get by Aliquippa in the championship?
Well, they haven't had this level of come on spell for 20 years. Give me Mr. Spell and the Tigers.
Key man will be the man. Aliquippa's defense has played really well, but not enough to stop McKeesport. They need to score at least 28 points to win. They won't.
Again, the Tigers haven't won a championship since 2005. Central looks to repeat as WPIL champions against the North Allegheny Tigers. Yeah, they will.
Central big.
They will.
Yep. And North Allegheny right now is drafting their will.
Oh, boy.
Do stay with us for continuing coverage of the WPIL playoffs and championships on your flagship station tomorrow.
What are you going to do? Going to go home and celebrate, or what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're turning in our pads.
Fogarty's coming to get our pads after this.
Well,
Timmy, I'm going home and watch TJ and the Pacers.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to lower my Craftmatic bed like Mike White does at the Senior Care Center and take some Ovaltine and call it a night.
Looks like you're going to have another black eye when
call
you leave here, too.
Call it a night there. All right, for the arthritic Mike White and the omnipotent Carlo Zofko, Dan Zangrilli thanking you for another great year of Quest for the Best here on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.